Exclusive: I feel betrayed by all of Disney, including ESPN: Jenner says iced out by ABC, Hulu due to views. By Dylan Gwynn on April 18, 2023. Caitlyn Jenner is taking aim at the radical gender ideology of the far left with a new pack aimed at keeping men out of women's sports. The former Olympian is also calling out all of Disney, including ESPN and Chairman Bob Iger, accusing the network of betrayal due to Jenner's conservative beliefs. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News last week, Jenner detailed how Fairness First PAC will fight the radical gender ideology, put parental rights at the forefront of education, and keep boys out of women's sports. First of all, state laws need to ultimately govern their schools at a state level, Jenner explained. They need to provide state-level guidance to their local school boards, from a legislative perspective, to govern who can compete in what leagues. Our advocacy is to align athletes with sports that are at a chromosomal or DNA level, not birth certificate. The ultimate belief of Fairness First is that radical gender ideology infiltrating the classrooms, which has been extremely visible in sports, is an effort to break down the family unit, Jenner said. The family unit is under assault and looking to be replaced by teachers, and we see this with laws like the recent California secrecy law. Jenner is sparing no effort and taking an active role in leading the pack. For more info on the pack, go to www.fairnessfirst.us. Fortunately, our exposure with having me as a spokesperson and founding member but being a Fox News contributor has led to elected officials from school boards, the state level and the federal level, to work on policy issues and advocate for our recommendations. We will work on this from a policy standpoint but advocate for these issues, resulting in supporting candidates from the top of the ballot to the bottom, Jenner said. Additionally, we have events and grassroots partnerships in the works to show up to school board meetings, state capitals to testify, LGBT people to testify in Congress, to stop the radical rainbow mafia. In 2015, Jenner was given another platform when honored with the Arthur Ashe Courage Award. However, after Jenner began openly sharing conservative views, the former gold medalist felt left out to dry by the network. "I feel betrayed by all of Disney, including ESPN," Jenner asserted. Let's be clear, Disney is ESPN, ABC, Hulu, the list goes on. "I gave them everything and I was left out to dry. This is a big topic for me. I had the highest rated Diane Sawyer, ABC, interview, ever, where I announced my struggle with gender dysphoria to America. I believe it took courage to come out, especially publicly, and my athletic history is undeniable. No matter how you feel about me being courageous for coming out or not, there are lots of deserving people for that award and always will be more deserving people than there are awards, so I proudly accepted the ESPY." ESPN, Disney, ABC, Hulu, has entirely cut me out of their realm. "It's extremely unfortunate because my good friend Bob Iger, and an incredible leader, so incredible he had to come out of retirement to try to get Disney back on track, is a great guy. In fact, we first met in 1976 when he was an assistant producer. I was hopeful things would change, with him returning, and they would embrace me again. I don't even get invited to the ESPYs now," Jenner said. "Personally, even Disney's streaming service, Hulu, didn't even reach out to me to discuss joining my family's long-lasting reality show I founded with my family, which is now on Hulu after years of being on NBC's E! Network. I have been totally abandoned and cut off because it's not fashionable to be conservative in Hollywood. I took more flack for being conservative than being trans." ESPN again revealed their bias in recent weeks by not even running a story on the assault of pro-women sports advocate Riley Gaines after she was attacked by a male trans activist at San Francisco State University. But whereas ESPN and other powerful women influencers refused to defend Gaines, Jenner wants to be remembered as someone who used their influence to protect others. "I hope my legacy is one that is responsible, not a victim, and uses my platform gained in 1976 to advocate for those that need protection. I know sports, and I know the difference between men and women, and the issue of trans, I believe, while Hollywood and the entertainment complex of today see this as unfashionable now, I will be on the right side of history," Jenner concluded.